It's a crying shame. Between the sheets, heterosexual women are consistently shortchanged, and that's no exaggeration. According to a 2016 report published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior, only 65% of straight women climax during sex, while 95% of their male partners always enjoy a happy ending. But in other studies, the figure for straight women has been as low as 35%. Compare this to the 86% of lesbian women who reported nearly always or always experiencing orgasm. And for people who've undergone gender confirmation surgery, it's an issue too. In one study of male-to-female patients post-operation, around 19% reported they rarely easily achieve orgasm during sex. Nearly 43% said they usually easily achieve orgasm, but usually is hard to define, and it definitely doesn't mean always. Why this orgasm chasm? Judging by quite a few studies, many men believe that women can come through penetration alone. In reality, only about a quarter have that gift. But we also need to take a long, hard look at ourselves, because some of us vagina owners tend to put our own pleasure second, and no matter what our sexual orientation is. We're not familiar enough with our pleasure spots, don't issue instructions, and, for many straight women especially, settle for a short bout of foreplay. This book is going to change that, or rather, you are. In the next 200 pages, you'll be learning everything you need to know when it comes to the basic guidelines for orgasm. How does an orgasm really work? What types of orgasms are there, and how do you get them? How do you deal with pain during sex? Why do you get there so much faster solo than with someone else? How do you give your bed partners feedback? In short, how does your sex life get better, hotter, more fun? And feel free to leave this book lying around in the bedroom for your sex partner to stumble across. Who knows? They may learn a thing or two. A note before you get started. We have done our best to use inclusive language in this book, but unfortunately, widely reported research on sex is not as inclusive as it could be. The focus has predominantly been on women and men, without consideration of alternative gender identities, and often in heterosexual relationships. Even less consider trans people's experiences. While we use inclusive language as much as possible, in order to accurately reference source material, we have maintained the terminology used, women, men, in historical and scientific research. The terms assigned female at birth, AFAB, and assigned male at birth, AMAB, also appear throughout. For those unfamiliar, because some people do not identify with the gender assigned to them at birth and are gender nonconforming and or transgender or gender expansive, this is the preferred term to refer to someone who was born with female or male genitals. And to our readers recovering from surgery of any kind, please remember, your body needs to recover fully before you experiment with any techniques in this book. If in doubt, consult with your doctor.